our West Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Foreign fighters on the move. Western efforts to stem the flow of foreign fighters to the conflict in Syria and Iraq are starting to have an impact, but would-be militants are still finding their way to the battlefront. A U.S. intelligence official told VOA more than 34,000 foreign fighters from at least 120 countries have now gone to fight in Iraq and Syria. Of those, at least 6,000 are Westerners. President Barack Obama says combining gun safety with background checks will save lives while respecting the constitutional right of Americans to own a weapon. Mr. Obama made his comments on his new executive orders for tighter gun control at a town hall-style meeting from George Mason University outside Washington. The meeting was proposed by and broadcast on CNN television Thursday night. A massive truck bombing Thursday at a police training center in western Libya killed at least 60 people and wounded around 200 more. The bomb exploded as hundreds of recruits gathered at the facility in the town of Zlitin. There's been no claim of responsibility. A separate car bomb at a checkpoint east of Sirte left at least 6 people dead and 11 wounded. Israeli soldiers shot dead 3 Palestinians who tried to stab them outside a Jewish settlement near Jerusalem Thursday. The Gush Etzion settlement has been one of the focal points of Palestinian anger in the latest wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence, now in its 4th month. Witnesses in the Yemeni capital Sana'a discounted Iranian claims Thursday that Saudi Arabia hit Tehran's embassy there in an overnight airstrike. Iran accused Saudi Arabia of deliberately hitting the diplomatic outpost, but witnesses in Sana'a said there was no visible damage to the building. This is VOA News. French police shot and